Now, it's a real pleasure to welcome onto the show Graeme Gourdman. Thanks very much for joining me.
My pleasure.
Now, it's exciting news for fans of 10cc that you're back on tour and appearing at G Live in Guildford. But before we talk about specific dates, I wanted to say just how wonderful it is to be speaking with such a prolific songwriter. Was songwriting something you always set your heart on doing?
I don't think I set my heart on it. It just sort of happened. It became something I wanted to do, like playing the guitar. You know, I was born at a time when, you know, I would say probably the Beatles were my main inspiration, and I was playing with local bands, needed to, you know, we wanted to make a record and no one would give us a song, so I started, I think that really inspired me to write, as well as having the Beatles around to, who were my main inspiration, really.
Yes, so if you want something done, sort of do it yourself, really, isn't it?
Exactly.
I mean, your first recording collaboration with 10cc was in 1964, as you know, with your band The Whirlwinds, which recorded Baby Not Like You. And of course, The Whirlwinds changed members and named the group The Mockingbirds. I really think it's incredible how Columbia could have been so short-sighted to reject, to my mind, one of the best songs ever, For Your Love.
Yeah, it was a strange thing. Well, I mean, we were surprised as well. And I was disappointed for a while, but not disappointed when the record did so well for the Yardbirds.
Absolutely.
And of course, really, I mean, you know, we'll never know what would have happened had that have been released on Columbia by the Mockingbirds. But anyway, you know, it's all history now.
Absolutely. It went to another form of birds, didn't it, anyway?
It did, yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's...
From the Mockingbirds to the Yardbirds, funny that.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, of course, the Yardbirds sung on that wonderful show that many of us remember, but to now cease to be, Top of the Pops. Did it feel strange for you not to be up there singing it?
No, because they'd had the hit with it. But it was strange when the Mockingbirds were the, you know, we were like the warm-up band for the audience of Top of the Pops when it used to come from Manchester. Mm-hmm. That was slightly bizarre.
Yeah.
But nice at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great show. Such a tiny studio, but it looks so much bigger, doesn't it?
Very often. Yeah, like all TV.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, of course, you've written a string of million-selling hit songs, and I have to say, I really adore the lyrics, particularly for Look Through Any Window and Bus Stop for the Hollies. I really love that. How do these lyrics come to you? Do you have a method, process, or some sort of trigger that generates this creativity?
Well, the general thing I do is just... And I've done it recently because I've got a solo album out called Love and Work, and I use the same principle that I used when I was writing on my own all those years ago, which was just to sit down, usually in my bedroom for some reason. I think the bedroom's good because you can put a couple of guitars on the bed and just sit down on my own and just mess around, basically, with the guitar until something strikes me as interesting. And then the creative process kicks in and hopefully we get something good out of it. And I always figure that if something sounds good with one voice and one guitar, then by the time you get into the studio and, you know, put all other instruments on top of it, it's going to be great.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The bare bones, the real essentials already there, isn't it, with that one voice?
Well, the foundation's got to be good. So if it stands up like that, then that's a good sign.
Definitely. I mean, does the music or the words come first for you?
It can vary. I might have a lyric idea or a title, and then work from that, or I'll just get a chord sequence that suggests the mood, that suggests the lyric.
I mean, the fantastic thing about 10cc is that every group member was a multi-instrumentalist, singer, writer and producer. What instrument did you start off playing first?
I mean, I played bass a lot because I think it was out of necessity in one band. They didn't have a bass player, so I thought I'd do it. I always thought the bass was great. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of someone who's sort of more in the background with the drummer, who has to keep things together while you know, everyone else can go off and do their thing.
Yes.
But you have to be the kind of like the stabilizing force in a way. But I like playing, you know, I play a little bit of lead, but on my new album I played all the guitars. Uh-huh. And love doing it.
Fantastic to hear. After all these years, if you had to choose, would you prefer singing and playing, writing or producing?
Well, they're the three things you've mentioned there that I love. So I can't sort of split them up. I guess when I'm doing, like I'm on the road now, it's like the greatest thing you can do. But when I'm in the studio, that's the greatest thing you can do. When you've written a good song, that's the greatest thing you can do. So
yes,
when you're doing it, it's the best thing.
Absolutely, living in the moment. I mean,
exactly.
One song that shows great songwriting and innovation technically and production-wise is really I'm Not In Love. It's such a great song. And I believe this one song was a real catalyst for the deal with Mercury Records and gave you a second number one. What aspect of the song are you most proud of?
Well, every aspect of it, really. But it stands up as a song. I mean, I do sometimes do acoustic shows, and you can sing that song just with one guitar, and it will sound good. Mm. Or you can do it like we do it with the band, which is very much like the original record, and that sounds great as well. So that's the mark of a good song, is if it can be done stripped down and it still sounds effective.
Yes, I agree. I mean, you've had such great songs. I really love Wall Street Shuffle and I'm Not in Love. But if you had to choose one song that really sums up the sort of songwriting and production, what would it be?
Well, you can't really choose one song because 10cc songs are so different from one another. There's no one song that represents it. Mm. I mean, we had three number ones with three different singers. Three very different records. I mean, Rubber Bullets, I'm Not in Love, and Dreadlock Holiday couldn't be more different from each other. So there's no, you can't pigeonhole 10cc.
Absolutely. Who would want to? I mean, it's fantastic.
Not me.
No, exactly. Me neither. Wall Street Shuffle is such a great example of that. And also, you know, Art for Art's Sake and The Things We Do for Love. And like you say, you can't forget that UK number one, Dreadlock Holiday. I guess fans will be able to hear all these fantastic songs when you play at G Live.
Yep, they certainly will. We'll be playing all the hits that people will expect us to play, plus various album tracks and a couple of surprises as well.
Yes, because I understand, will you be playing from your latest album released in August, Love and Work?
Not in a 10cc set, but we do an acoustic set before we come on as 10cc, where I'd sing some of the songs that were hits for other people in the 60s, and I'll also include in that a couple of songs from my new solo album, Love and Work.
Sounds like it's going to be a very varied concert. Now, I must just wish you a very happy anniversary on your 40th year, which I believe you marked in a concert at the Royal Albert Hall in May. Did you ever envisage...
This whole tour is our 40th anniversary tour, but I must say that the Albert Hall was amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's such a wonderful venue, isn't it?
Fabulous.
I mean, did you ever envisage that you'd still want to play 40 years on, and what drives you to keep going?
What drives me is the love of what I do and being lucky enough to do it, which I'm always very aware of, that I can, I'm doing what I love. And that's what makes me keep going.
Mm. Things we do for love, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, well, I look forward to the next 40 years, and it just remains for me to thank you so much for speaking with me today, and I wish you huge success on the tour.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, bye Graham. Bye. And that bye was bye. Graham Goldman, original member from the band 10cc, appearing at G Live in Guildford on the 14th of November. Brooklyn's Radio.